beautiful people, and welcome back to A Great Life. I'm your host and creator, Paris Dunbar, and today we're going to talk about anxiety. Now, anxiety typically exists when you are solely focused on the past, the future, and not the present. You are in a state of worry and uncertainty. And a lot of times that state can cause uneasiness in your body physically, especially mentally, and can sometimes put you in a space of literally feeling like you simply cannot move forward. So what does God say about anxiety? Well, God tells us to be anxious about nothing. In other words, don't worry about anything. He then proceeds to say, instead, pray or ask, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will be granted unto you. Now, with all of that being said, sometimes just simply getting to the point of prayer is half of the battle. So I've curated 10 ways to help you get rid of your anxiety. Number one, clean your house. It is said that cleanliness is next to godliness. Your home is where your heart is. So what is your heart reflecting in your home? Is it reflecting good stewardship? Because God says to be a good steward. If not, part of your anxiety may be due to the fact that your home isn't reflecting a heart of good stewardship. So grab a mop, grab a broom, grab a vacuum cleaner, and get to cleaning. And don't forget the Clorox. Number two, there is a scripture that says, write the vision and make it plain, and though it may tarry, it will surely come to pass. So, organize your plans, whatever that looks like for you. Create daily to-do lists, create a calendar. Give yourself small tasks to do that helps you get to the bigger plan, that helps you curate the bigger picture. It is said a little a day goes a long way. And as long as you're able to track your progress, you'll see that you're making progress. Sometimes anxiety is incurred simply because you don't feel like you're accomplishing absolutely anything. But if you create a way to track your doings, you'll be able to celebrate yourself, and you'll also be able to physically see your progress. Number three, it is said that the truth will set you free. So, know God's thoughts about you. God says, for I know my thoughts of you. They are of good and not evil. They are to prosper you. They are to give you hope and a future. So take a moment to write down every anxious thought that is plaguing you. Bring that thought into light and then speak truth over yourself. So if the thought is telling you is absolutely impossible, you're not doing a great job, you're this, you're that, what's the point of you even trying? That is an evil thought. Instead, replace that evil thought with God's thoughts about you. Hey, I'm here because I'm the door for other people, because I inspire. Because what I have to offer will not only uplift my family, but it will uplift other people who are waiting on me to be great. Write down your anxious thoughts and speak God's thoughts over yourself. Creating new agreements about you will ultimately get rid of the anxiety that is plaguing you in those areas of your life. Number four, exercise. I mean, let's face it, anyone sitting around for a long time is going to feel anxious because, well, it's natural for your body to want to get up and move. But also, exercise has its benefits, clarity, health, clears your mindset, helps you steer away from stagnancy. It also gives you a sense of accomplishment. And we all know the benefits of getting a little sun. So get up and get your body moving. Create a vision board. Sometimes anxiety steps in simply because you just don't have a vision for yourself. And not having a vision for yourself creates stagnancy. It creates the feeling of lack of purpose. And no one in this world wants to feel like they don't matter, because God's truth is you do matter. You do have purpose. Take a visual moment to meditate on what you truly see for yourself. And while in some cases it may seem far-fetched, if you see it for yourself, then it surely will happen. Number 6, set an alarm for 3 times a day. 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and 1 in the evening. When they go off, you're going to take 5 minutes to yourself. In doing so, you're giving yourself permission to pray, to meditate, to take a breath, to put it all down, to surrender it all. You will begin to understand what you can control and what you can't. And ultimately, you'll understand that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. So let it go. 3 times a day, pray. And we also know you'll receive the peace that surpasses all understanding, because that's God's promise. Identify your triggers. Ask yourself, what's causing this anxiety? By analyzing your daily patterns, you'll begin to notice the things that are triggering you, causing you to feel anxious, to feel uneasy, to worry. I had a job that caused me terrible anxiety at one point in my life. The moment I realized that job was a trigger for me, I knew I had to let it go. And once I relinquished the control, once I relinquished and surrendered and said, hey God, this is causing me stress. I can't do it anymore. It's not good for me. I was granted solution. I was granted a new path. So identify your triggers and then explore solutions on how to move forward and step away from them. Stretch. I mean, get out there and stretching, especially if you do a deep stretch, is actually a great way to release. It also causes you to be still. And in that stillness, you can operate in that surrenderance. And in that surrenderance, you can go into prayer. You can go into supplication. And once again, you can receive the peace that surpasses all understanding. Take a moment and just stretch. It's okay. Guess what? Whatever's causing you to be anxious, it ain't going nowhere until you walk away from it. Worship. Worship is not only one of the best ways to get you close to God in relationship, but it is the best way to relinquish anything that is causing you stress, worry, doubt, depression, anxiety. Give it all to God. Hallelujah. That's right. Get in your living room and sing your favorite worship songs. Jump around. Get a little crazy. Get a little loose. It doesn't matter. Remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spirits in the air, spirits of principalities. All of these things that ain't got nothing to do with us in the physical realm. Step away, cut on your favorite worship song, and just sing. Sing to God. Sing His praises. Sing. Sing. Just give it all to Him. By giving it all to Him, you don't have to carry it. And let me tell you, it's a lot easier to walk when you ain't got no bags. Meditate on God's word. Open your Bible. Read a scripture or two. Allow yourself to marinate. Seek ye the kingdom first and all will be added unto you. Seek the kingdom first. What does that mean to me? Holy Spirit, what does seek the kingdom mean? Okay. And so if I seek the kingdom, all will be added unto me. Well, what could that possibly mean? Meditate on God's word. And remember, the fact that God had to tell us to be anxious about nothing means that anxiousness is nothing new. Whether it be spiritual or psychological, it's always been there. But He tells us to be anxious about nothing. Why? Because to be anxious about nothing means to relinquish control. It's to lean not into your own understanding, but to allow God to direct your paths. Be anxious about nothing. At the end of the day, is your life. Do you want to live a life where you're feeling anxious and incapable all the time? Or would you like to adapt the mindset of God and live a life of prosperity, hope, possibility, goodness, grace, and abundance? You can have it all. The choice is yours. Because you deserve to live a great life. Peace.
It's Pebris.